are listening to Legacy Moments, where we have authentic conversations about life, business, and so much more to transform your mind, body, and soul. I am Dr. Patrice Berry, and I am joined by my co-host and mom, Johnny Lloyd. Together, we combine my years of psychological training with her years of business and leadership experience to add value to your day. Thank you for joining us. We are super excited to hop right into today's topic, work-life balance. Is it even possible? And this was requested by Robert E. Blackman. And I think we've talked about this before, because we've talked about having intentional imbalance, where there will be times your life will never be perfectly balanced all of the time. The thing is I think we want to be intentional with our time and prioritizing the things that are really important. And where your time goes is kind of, so I'm trying to be nice. Where your time goes is where you are putting the most energy. But there were times where I put a lot of time into my book. And thankfully, I have a partner that was able to help support with our child. And it was just a short period of time where I was finishing my book. And like, I had to just go hide in my office because I needed to get it done. And so let's hop right in.
I like the way that we started. I always like the way we start. This is the thing that I love about what we're talking about today is we've already talked about, is it intentional? Intentional imbalance, right? But what I want to talk about and make sure we stay on is work-life balance. This is the key. She was talking about during her book, right? When we have something that we are focusing on strategically, intentionally, and intensely, sometimes we need to let people in the room know, because then they're looking like, what happens? What's going on? Even if you're a single parent, if dual, doesn't matter. You need to let people know. The first person you need to let know is you, because that releases you from some other things that could be like, the sink isn't clean, or this is not done, or this is not done. And then when you look at it, you say, I'm intentionally taking my focus and putting my energy in this other thing. That doesn't mean that you're imbalanced. That means that you have chosen a direction to go in, and you have determined what is now not urgent, and you can take it and give yourself a breather, like breathe in this. Because what I used to do is I would try to be superwoman and try to do it all. The person who were having an imbalance hormonally, mentally, physically, emotionally, all of those things was me. Because you cannot be all things to all people. I'm going to say that again. You cannot be all things to all people, nor should you be. So that's a great.
I love that. And with that, because when you try to be everything to everyone, you are going to burn out. You just are. And I think it's really important just to drop a quick thing about, because some people get their worth and value out of what they do and not out of who they are. So I am a psychologist. I'm a mom. I have all of these roles, and I am just Patrice. So it's okay. Like, I am me, and I have worth and value just because I'm me. And I like to give that to other people, that even if I couldn't cook, even if I couldn't clean, even if I couldn't work, all of those things, I still have worth and value. And so, because when I was growing up, and I'm gonna, you know, we like to share here.
And be honest.
When I was growing up, if I wasn't doing anything, my mom would be like, what are you doing? And like, and I'm sitting on the couch watching TV, and it's like, oh, what would you like for me to be doing?
Because I'm obviously not doing what you want me to be doing, because you see me.
And so I think boomers really valued work. like you have to be working. You have to always be working and work, work, work. And they were raised by people that like came because that was like depression stuff. Right, right. And so where work was like the biggest thing. And the one thing that I'm glad I'm able to give our son is that my husband and I talk about rest, and we intentionally have him every, if there's no major thing going on, every weekend he, or anytime he's home, he has to have quiet time. And that is, we are valuing, it's okay to just rest. It's okay to play. And even as he gets older, on a Saturday morning, I'm not going to wake him up and the first thing is, you got to do this, 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 and this. Now, before you play your video games, there might be some requirements, but you can wake up, you can eat, you can, but before you do certain things, there might be some expectations, because there's nothing wrong with having expectations. Because, so I took some time off. And I wasn't working as much over the summer. And my numbers reflected that. And I'm building back up. You know, school's back in session. My caseload is full again. But with that, I have to balance paperwork. And what I used to do is every night I would stay up until like 12. I would stay up really late watching TV with my computer open doing my notes. And that really wasn't, if I had to, if there wasn't any other time, if there wasn't any other way to do it, okay. But I realized that it only takes me about 30 minutes to do 5 to 10 notes. And so really I could prioritize my time and maybe stay after work a little bit longer, or I can figure out a way to protect my time with family.
And did you hear what she said? Protect her time. So whether you're protecting your family for you, for family, whether you're protecting it and making sure that you have a strategy, a goal for the day, do what it takes for you to do that. And give your, Patrice said it, give yourself permission to take off. So I want to step a little bit further back, because I want us all to hear something. The way we were raised, and the what we saw and what we were told is in our subconscious mind. So when I was raising Patrice, I went back to like productivity. I mean, I still teach productivity and profitability. That's what I do in business and life, all of that, right? But I had not considered rest as productive.
Yeah.
I didn't know to look at rest as productive. And even when I retired, and this is extremely important, even though I was, you know, kicking and screaming going in, she goes, what I'm gonna say, I kept my grandson. Now there's a whole dynamic. You have to look at some other videos to see the fun in that. However, it taught me to rest. Had it not been for that period, now looking back, appreciating it, I would never have written a book.
Yes.
I would have never, go ahead.
That you found productivity within rest. So I think when you are burnt out, your brain isn't working it. Like you are, it takes so much more effort to do things. You're using coffee to sustain yourself. Like so, but when you rest, you are better for your family. You are better. And I think we're always trying to pour into somebody else. And so there are people that struggle with pouring back into themselves. And here on TikTok and on YouTube, I've heard people talking about prioritizing rest. Mm-hmm. And we actually have a retreat coming up where the theme is rest. And we are going to get some work done, you know, but we are going to rest, and that is valuable.
So let me say this. This is the beauty of rest. When you go out, like I've started walking early in the morning. Mm-hmm. Now, this is my rest time. People want to call and say, nope, I'm not available during this time. And then every day I don't listen to Audible because I love books and stuff like that. Some days I just want to hear quiet. Mm-hmm. Because that time, this retreat that we're going to take is going to be some of the most productive time we have. Let me tell you why. It's important to step back, because when you're in the picture frame, when you are part of the picture, it is harder to see the whole picture, right? So stepping back and looking at whether it be your life, your business, your goals, strategies, all of that, stepping back and looking at it in a new environment from a new perspective with someone who's going to be honest with you, who was in for you. It could be part of your mastermind or your spouse, whatever, whoever, that will be honest with you and step back and look at it and say, wow, look at it from two perspectives. This is going to remind us, and this is part of what we're going to do. We're going to talk about all the things that have been done. Mm-hmm. A lot of times in my world, I'm a boomer, I look cute, but a boomer. Anyway, what it is that I have a tendency of once it's done, it's like, okay,
moving done. On to the next.
What's next? What's next? What's next? But I don't enjoy mm-hmm. what I did. Yeah. So what I'm going to encourage you for to get balance in your life is not just look at the things that are not, have not been done, but look at the things that have been done. We're talking about balance. And I'm not talking about weighty, you know, like I, you know, little things. Don't put a percentage, like I got 70% of what I wanted. Don't do that. Look at, I accomplished all of this during this time period. I know I have these other things to do. And then when you look at the things you think you have to do, look at it with new eyes and say, what is going to add value to my next steps? And what did I put on the list that maybe I can remove from the list?
And something that I'm going to get at the retreat is the fact I have never taken time away, like a full day, a full 24 hours away from my son in like a positive way. And so being able to get away and just be responsible. So like parenting, it takes a lot out of you. It really does. And so being able to just, and they're going to be amazing people. My son's going to be just fine. This is going to be a new adjustment for him because he's used to always me always being there. And so that's going to be a little bit different. But being able to step back and take some time away, I'm not thinking about, you know, what's he going to eat for breakfast? What's he going to eat? Like, I'm not going to have all of those things going through my mind. And so in preparing for it, so I'm big on preparation. And my mom laughs because for every milestone, so even right after I had right after my child was born, my mom kept him full time. And before she had him, I brought him down so she could spend the day there. And I think I went down to the basement and So I stepped away and she took care of him. And I did my whole pumping routine and all of those things just to help ease that transition. Our child just transitioned to kindergarten, and about a month or two before, like, we just kept talking about, hey, this is what it's going to look like. These are the things that are going to happen. And because there's a way where sometimes parents try to keep their child from ever experiencing any pain, and that's a problem. And so if you feel like, oh my gosh, like, so my son is not going to like the fact that mommy is taking a business trip. We're calling it a business trip. It is a business trip, but like he's not going to like it. And at the same time, we have a big whiteboard. I have written out, this is his morning routine. This is his evening routine. Here are his favorite snacks. Him and I are going to go to the grocery store and we're going to pick out some things. So I normally make his lunch. My husband is going to make his lunch for Friday, just so that, because I told my son this morning, I was like, Dada's going to make your lunch tomorrow. And he was like, you're better at making lunch. And like, and he eats peanut butter and jelly sandwich and a cheese sandwich. Like, I'm not making some like amazing gourmet food for him.
But it's what he wants.
It's what he wants.
And this is the key. When you do that, notice what she said. She's preparing him.
Yeah.
And she's structuring some things so that when you step away, or when you overhear doing rest, or you're balancing and your focus is going in this other direction, your mind is clearer. Mm-hmm. I want you to hear that, because you know you prepared.
Yeah.
Preparation is advance, right? So some things that could happen, let's talk about it from a work perspective. As I used to not put my phone down especially when I worked for a nonprofit, I had my phone in my hand all the time. I mean, 24/7 was in my hand.
Like even when you were on a scheduled vacation, it would still be answering emails, answering phone calls, feeling like there's nothing, like I can't take a step away.
Now, and the reason I'm glad she brought up exactly how it was is two reasons. If that's where you find yourself at, because I was there, okay? If that's where you find yourself at, know that that time period is not going to be
restful.
Okay? You're just in a different location. It's causing a different stress. You're still working. Okay? So there's two things. One is boundaries. One of the part of boundaries is you need to establish your own boundaries, and you need, as an individual, I need to establish my boundaries, and then I need to respect the boundaries that I have established for me.
Yes.
So if it means, and that's what it would have meant, is that I would have had to leave my phone in a different room or a different place or something, because I had not trained myself not to look at my phone.
And sometimes what I do is I move my email, I move it to a different, so I have an iPhone, I move it to a different tab. I move all my work stuff to a different tab, because I'm used to first thing in the morning, and you're not supposed to do this. It's bad for sleep hygiene. It's what I do. Like the first thing I do is I open my phone, checking emails, looking, and you're not supposed to do that.
But no, you're not. You know not. Why? Because it pulls you out of your spirit, of your place of rest.
It does.
You just woke up typically from REM sleep,
a
deep level sleep, right? So the first thing I recommend, and I'm not the doctor.
And she's saying the right thing.
The first thing I recommend, and that's the thing. A lot of us know what to do. So we're talking about balance. You know what to do is about doing it, right? So anyways, the first thing you want to do is typically there's something that's in your head. So maybe journal, be grateful, do that. Stay in that place. And it's an innovative, creative space. Mm-hmm. Now, be careful, because sometimes we use our phone as our wake up. We use our phone for all of those things. So it's very easy to touch it and keep on moving, right? But I'm just recommending, especially if you're stepping away and you're looking for a period of rest, do that. Consider that.
And I like the idea that even as you're resting, that doesn't mean that means that you're not going to do anything at all. And so normally, so the work I do is very much pouring into other people. And there are some things. So during this retreat, I'm going to work on that second book. I'm going to get to look at some strategy. And so I haven't had time. We haven't had a strategic business meeting like this in a while. Mm-hmm. And a lot has changed. A lot has happened. I haven't really looked at my numbers for my audiobook sales. And so just to look at, okay, so what streams are working? Where are some areas that maybe could use some adjustment? Because I want to make sure I'm investing my time in places that are actually working. So right now, over on some social media apps, my videos have kind of been flopping a little bit, which, okay, because really I create for impact and not the number of people that see it. Like I want to make sure that the right people see it. But it's giving me time to build my YouTube and use some of the new features over there. And I've been playing a little bit more on YouTube. And so instead of going from a place of lack. And so I think with balance, looking at the fact, I might have to apologize to my family if I have been like, hey, I have some deadlines coming up. I'm not going to be as available. Let's plan something special So the deadline is on Monday. Let's plan something special for Tuesday. Or like, I'm going to be more available at this time. And that sets up healthy expectations that like, hey, like you're going to, if it's an emergency, I'll be here, but I might need to pull away and you might need to use some of your other, some of the other resources that are available.
Let me tell you the benefit in what she just said. The benefit is twofold. It releases them because even if you go back and apologize, but to do it in advance is really powerful, because what it does is it says, hey, this is what's going to happen. When we do it after the fact, and yeah. I'm going to talk about for me, yeah. if I'm in a relation, when I am in a relationship with somebody and I feel distance, mm-hmm. The first thing I do, and it's my issue, not anybody else's issue, I think, did I do something? So I start questioning, right? Think about living in the household with someone who's now, whether it be your children, whoever, your partner, whatever, they're looking like, they used to cook or they used to do whatever. Or, usually we sit down and do a move. They're looking at me like, no. But they didn't, they can't read your mind. So what I am learning and what I recommend to you, looking for a life, work-life balance in your life, mm-hmm. every area of your life, that you talk, that you communicate, Again, remember I said, one of the first things I said is you have to communicate with you, let yourself and release yourself from it. But you also need to communicate with anyone who's around you. It could be people in your office. And they said, are we going to lunch today? No. Well, we're going to lunch every day. Not today. And you see my face. So now they're looking like, dang, what just happened? So beforehand, if you can go in and say, hey, for the next couple of weeks, I got a major project and I know I won't be able to do lunch. Okay, so now I'm free. So after the 2 weeks are up, I'm probably going to come back to you and do this, right? But that releases them and that gives them a sense of calm and peace, because your balance should not cause disarray in everybody's life. I'm not going to say they're going to like it. Yeah. I'm saying, but be aware and be intentional by telling people what you're doing and move forward.
And with that, because that really sparked the idea about when you are working and you're doing things and you're looking to maybe set some balance, be careful. So I have a very rewarding and fulfilling job. And at the same time, I can't do everything. And so there are times I have to, if it's not an emergency and a client calls or messages, or that I'm going to wait until business hours. I'm going to wait until Monday through Friday to respond, unless it's scheduling and I need to respond after hours. But setting some boundaries, I think that can be incredibly helpful, because I do enjoy what I do, and then be prepared to disappoint some people.
Yeah.
So some people are not going to be happy. Like if they're used to you always answering every call. Now, I used to have a job where I had to answer. I was on call 24/7. And so if it was work related, I had to respond. But then the business allowed that I could have a supervisor on call, that when I was on vacation, I could have my calls. I could let my supervisees know, hey, I'm going to be out for this week. Call this person while I'm out. And so normally most places will have something that you can build in and use it. Because now I could have not taken advantage of that. And while I was on vacation, still tried to answer phone calls and all those things. But I think being intentional about, okay, where are things going? And knowing that it's never going to be, 50% business, 50% family. Like, it's never going to be that.
There's an excellent book called 4-Hour Work Week by Tim Ferriss. I'm not telling you all his stuff, but there's some really good information in there. One of them is put an out of office on your emails and stuff like that. So people, even if you read it, even if you're taking care of it, it lets them know you're not going to get any immediate response from me. Number two, this is my recommendation. I don't think it's in the book, but this is a trick, a tip, okay? What you do is, because you may be a kind of person that I just thought of it, let me go fix it, and you go do it, put it in your draft email with a note to yourself to send it out during work hours, okay? And the reason for that is if your employer or the people around you see that you're always sending emails out at 12 or 11 o'clock or whatever at night, they start feeling like, well, you're working, you know? And so I'm sure they're laughing like, dang, that's what I do. So don't do that. Don't do that. Especially when you're pulling in the boundary and you're shifting things. Make sure if you want them to respect your boundary, you kind of stay within it.
And the reason why I used to always respond as soon as I read it, it was because I was afraid I would forget to go back to it later. And so what I do is if I read something and now isn't the best time for me to respond, I mark it as unread. And so being able to do that, that lets me, because once it's been read, I'm thinking that it's handled. And so doing that little thing for me, that really helps.
That's good. So y'all getting a couple tips, because the key in this is balance for me. And I think this is very important for us to talk about. Balance for me is not balance for you.
Yeah.
We're not defining balance for you.
You don't have a five-year-old.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I don't have a five-year-old, you know, and when we come, I prepare. When I'm spending time with him, I prepare in advance because I know my world. But I love it. Don't get me wrong. I love it. However, there's some things you have to prepare for, and he's one of those people because he's going to have questions. He got statements. He's like, where
you're
are
here.
You?
Now play with me.
Yeah. Why aren't we together?
Because we made the mistake of putting up a light in my office and it ended up taking longer. We installed. So it wasn't just like putting a light bulb in. No, like we installed a ceiling light.
First ever.
At my home office. And he was just like, this Gigi's here. This is my time.
So after we did the light, yeah, we went downstairs and to eat. Yeah. And then we had to play some more. Now, he forgot about the time we played before we started the light.
He forgot. Because y'all played an hour and a half.
Because it was like, that's done. You were with mommy doing all this other stuff. Why aren't you with me? Right? So this is the deal. Know who you're with and know what they need. And if your desire is to fulfill that need, make sure you do it within what you can do.
Yes.
Because spending 5 more minutes with him, because see, time is not as relevant, because I tell him 10 minutes and he's like, he's not looking at a watch yet. So he's like, that ain't 10 minutes, Gigi. You know, he's not there yet. So I could go down, do something with him, spend a little time with him, and then get up and do what I need to do. But always, communication is so key when you're doing balance. Communicate first, remember, with yourself, to find out what does balance look like for you. Then sometimes you have to explain that to everybody in the household, because balance for this other person, I have this, my brother, I'm just going to tell you, he's my brother and he'll look at it later. He's okay. One of my brothers, because I have several, he'll know who it is. So anyway, I have a brother that cannot stand having dishes in the sink before he goes to bed. So when I go visit him, and I used to even more than I visit him now, he don't even let me touch the dishes. He said, I got it. You know why? It don't bother me to have the dish in the sink, but it bothers him. So what he does for his balance is he makes sure he picks up the dishes. He does his thing. All the dishes are clean in the sink. He checks the sink before he goes to bed. That's part of what he does. That's not part of my balance. I can have dishes in the sink. I'm okay with it.
My last tip is going to be to don't compare other people. So I have other friends and family that their lives look different, and different doesn't mean better, worse. It's just different. And I'm doing my thing. And so making sure, because sometimes you can feel bad about your life when you compare it to, well, they're doing this and they have time to make, you know, breakfast every morning and they are doing this and they're, so don't compare. Now, if I'm looking to somebody else's life to say, oh, I like the way they're doing that, I'm going to talk to them. And because I think I want to implement something like that. That's how I ended up finding the daycare that ended up being where our son was from 18 months to 5 years old. My best friend, her children ended up going to a different area, but the same brand. And so sometimes you get, it's different if you're looking at it and it's like, ooh, I like that. I think I might want to implement something like that, because I'm looking at it from the point of growth and not from a point of lack. It's looking at somebody else's life and seeing what I'm not, because that can really take a toll on your mental health. So, yeah.
And your mental health impacts your balance.
Yeah.
How you perceive your balance. So this is my tip, is besides the ones we've already given you, right? Is give yourself permission to shift during this season of your life. Your balance, my balance 5 years ago or 5 months ago, 5 weeks ago, 5 days ago, is not the same as it is today, because things happen and don't happen and all that. So watch as you move in your life and know the people in your area, so that you can not just communicate it to yourself, but that you can share it with others that you care about.
I love that. Thank you so much for joining us. If you are watching on YouTube or TikTok, we matched today and it was totally like, it was an accident. We did not talk about it. We do not look alike on purpose. So people that you love and you care about, sometimes you'll be connected in ways, because this happens
all the time
where we end up matching and coordinating without even trying. And so I think that sometimes, sometimes it's intentional. So when I see a friend of mine, we're going to have an all white photo shoot where she's asked, hey, bring all white. And so that's going to be a planned, you know, a coordinated one. And so, but I just wanted to add that for anybody watching. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.